We formed a consortium, so a network of all medical training institutions in Uganda, and that includes public and private institutions, as well as the One Research Institute. So we formed a network, a consortium, and applied for the grant from the National Institutes of Health. And what that has translated into is that we are working very closely together. We do have a common vision and mission, and we work together to make a difference regarding the way we train doctors in the country. But actually, we have extended beyond just training doctors to include other health professionals like nurses, pharmacists, dentists, radiographers in this initiative.
Since you started the consortium, how has been the collaboration with the government to implement it?
Oh, the government reaction has been superb. It is unprecedented. The government has expressed a lot of interest to collaborate to bring training institutions in a much closer working relationship with both the Minister of Education and the Minister of Health. So we are having fairly regular, frequent meetings between our institutions as a group with the officers from the Minister of Education and also the Ministry of Health. And what has also happened is that they have formed an interministerial committee that brings together people from the two ministries again to discuss and plan for issues around health professional education. So the collaboration today between our institutions and the ministry has not been anywhere close to the level it is today. It's really very encouraging.
What do you think are the prospects of this campaign?
The prospect of this campaign is that, one, it's creating an opportunity for the universities themselves and also government departments to think, to pay greater attention regarding training of health workers. So what started off as an issue about medical education, therefore training of doctors in the country, it is opening up more interest, more discussions around health workers in general. So the prospect of this is that government is going to pay greater attention to the building capacity in the country, retention, how to retain these health workers in the country. And our expectation is that government is going to put more resources, funding, for example, into training of health workers, because in our very close collaboration with them and discussions, they are appreciating the needs of the universities, financial needs, and the challenges that we face in educating our health workers properly.
One of the major challenges in Africa is retaining health workers, training them, and especially having improved health quality delivery among ordinary people. How will this be resolved with this consortium?
Now, there are two aspects to this, in that, yes, government may not be putting enough into the health system so that the health workers can provide quality services. But it is also true that we can increase the efficiency and the way we use the available resources right now. So that, again, through our discussions with the government departments, we are going to identify where the hemorrhage is, wastage of resources, where we can improve to utilize the existing resources. And indeed, already there's a movement in that direction. So that when the people graduate, what we would like them to do is, to maximize their capacity when they are caring for people. And there needs to be a good, conducive environment under which these people work so that they can provide quality services. One of the things we are doing under this initiative is to have the people at the university participate in the on-site supervision of health workers who are out in the field. And the reason we are trying to do that on-site supervision is because, remember, we are sending our students to those sites. So as we go to supervise our students who are in those sites, we provide on-site supervision to the health workers there. This should translate into better quality of services.
What has been the coordination, as you've seen, among countries in East Africa and the rest of Africa about common understanding and working relationship with medical institutions to improve the healthcare delivery in Africa?
Well, under this initiative, there are several interesting things that are happening. And one of those is there used to be a very active association of medical schools in Africa. It's called the Association of Medical Schools in Africa. Under this initiative, we have argued for, you know, a revitalization of that association with the intent that it will provide opportunity for collaboration across Africa. And indeed, we have gone through documents and previous charters around this, and that association is being revamped as we speak.